A lot to get into, but I'm curious what life has been like for you since you were elected in November.
Yeah, I was absolutely blessed to have or be welcomed up with open arms by Treasurer Falwell and his team. And so, you know, almost a week after the election, I started coming in every day, and that prepared us to hit the ground running January 1st. I've made a lot of announcements of senior hires, not quite done there, but feel like the team's in place. So it's been very busy, but thanks to Treasurer Falwell, we've been ready for it.
Yeah, you mentioned Dale Falwell, just Kevin, his leadership and the transition. How much easier did that make life for you because you were able to get in there and see what the treasurer, former treasurer, was working on?
Infinitely. I mean, the accumulated wisdom of 8 years in the office plus legislative experience before that has really benefited me and my team. Plus, you know, the team itself is largely the same. Mm-hmm. I've got a little over 450 people in the treasurer's office, and you know, all but probably 15 are the same. So there's a lot of wisdom there that's been helpful too.
A lot has been made about the state health plan. We're going to spend a bulk of our time on that. But let's start with Aetna, who is now the new administrator of the state health plan. How would you assess the work they're doing so far?
It's been fantastic. So you know, we process 30,000 claims a day, round numbers. And so inevitably, something doesn't go right every day. So perfection is probably a little out of reach. But short of perfection, we have been very, very good there. That transition has gone better than I think anyone even hoped, including Aetna. So we're lucky to have them as a partner. We're looking forward to doing a lot more things with them to hopefully rein in healthcare costs over time, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But the transition so far has been good. It's not, of course, without hiccups.
Sure. But okay, let's talk about that, the health plan overall, which Dale Falwell, the outgoing treasurer, said $500 million deficit for the state health plan. You said recently premiums are going to increase in 2026. Is the premium increase to try and ease some of the burden and to try to get, you know, to a neutral with the health plan?
The health plan really got to think of in two different ways. The short-term problem, this is the $500 million problem. That number gets bigger for 2027. I think it's another total of $1.4 billion by then. So we have real pressures in the short term that we've got to deal with. We only have so many choices in how we deal with those. Those will include looking at every cost we pay to make sure they are as efficient as possible. That has been done before, so we'll find some money there, but not a lot. And then plan design changes, which are not our preferred option, but really are the only option in the short run. You know, the General Assembly has made a record appropriation year after year to the state health plan, so they are doing their part. Could they do a little bit more? Maybe, but you know, at some point, the state budget is only so big. The second issue, though, is the long run. Mm-hmm. How do you fix the underlying problem? We are certainly not the only ones to have this underlying problem of medical cost inflation far exceeding regular inflation. So you have system design issues there that you really have to study. You know, the problem with the healthcare system, and it's not unique in this way, is that people optimizing for their own business usually is at odds with optimizing for the whole system. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is a challenge that you got to solve system-wide. You can't just solve it with one piece. Now, the good news, on the other hand, is that a lot of healthcare has the unique issue of price and quality being inversely related, which you can work with.
Sure.
So if you can identify the high-quality providers and you can steer your patients to them, which is great for them, they get a better outcome, the consequence for the plan is we actually pay less. Because people don't go back to the hospital. They don't have complications. And so that's a data challenge. With the advent of the technologies we have today, including AI, there's something to do there. That is not a short-term fix, though.
Sure.
That is a long-term fix, and we're working on that one, too.
If I gave you a blank slate and you could go back and do anything, would you kind of, lack of a better term, blow up and kind of start it all over again with the health plan?
Yeah, I'm sure this is a controversial statement, but I'll make it anyway. In the end, I think we got to divorce primary care from other providers in the system. Mm. You need an independent, economically minded, though,
sure.
Advisor to the patient. And who is that? That's your primary care provider. If they are, in turn, encouraged by whoever owns their practice to refer to themselves, that's a problem. And it's one that's going to create financial issues for you in the long run. So if I had a magic wand, I would divorce primary care from the rest of the system.
The General Assembly, you talked about them earlier, the state budget, which is going to come out. The rainy day fund has been depleted because of Hurricane Helene, and certainly that needed to be addressed.
100%.
That was something that Treasurer Falwell said that could be a way to address some of the needs of the state health plan. So without a rainy day fund, how do you get more out of the General Assembly?
I'm not sure there's a lot more we can get. I mean, that is certainly their province on ordering sure. the priorities of these things. My job, I believe, in the state treasurer is to do the best with what I am given in this regard. I certainly will be advocate for the needs that we absolutely have to have, and some of those are the growing contribution to the state health plan that they're already making. No, the rainy day fund has got to be refilled. This is unfortunately not going to be our last rainy day, and it was obviously a catastrophe of epic proportion in the western part of the state, and as we discussed earlier, it's not over.
Yeah.
We have a lot to do there. One of the new roles that the state treasurer has is in to help with some cash flow lending to the municipalities out west. I'm hopeful to have some good news on helping effectuate that in the next couple weeks. So we're trying to do our part there, but yeah, it's hard to ask for a lot more for the state health plan when we've got such critical needs in other places.
Visiting with newly elected state treasurer Brad Briner, one of the things we talked a lot about on the campaign trail and even last year with Treasurer Falwell were those weight loss drugs that were pretty controversial. What's your view on that, and how do they fit in to the state health plan as we move forward?
Sure. I think it's pretty clear that they are effective. And we want to provide effective therapies to our members who need them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a bunch of things in that statement. Let's pick on for a second. What is effective? I think these things are effective in combination with other pieces of a weight loss program, counseling, mm-hmm. nutrition, exercise, diet, et cetera. That's what makes them effective. Who needs them? It's the people with chronic conditions. Those are the folks who have multiple issues that weight is a big and central part of that we can help address. I anticipate, I hope, that we'll be in a position to cover GLP-1s at some point in 2025 or 2026. Part of my hope is that there's competitive supply coming. And so price will fall as a result of the capitalist system, which it does work. Sometimes it doesn't work as well as you want it to, but it does work when you have a product that people want that is largely off patent, in fact, in the underlying chemical. To reduce price.
All right, we talked about a lot of negative and kind of bad and yeah. heavy things on a Friday. How about ncash.com, though, where folks yeah. can go to get a little more money back?
Yeah, ncash.com, if you haven't been, go to it. We've actually looked at changing it to ncash.gov
okay.
because I think there's a perception that ncash.com sounds like maybe it's a scam. It is not. It is a really important part of what we do at the Department of State Treasurer, and the folks on that team do a great job. We have billions of dollars of potentially your money, listeners. Go to ncash.com, search for your name, search for your spouse's name, search for your kids, search for your church, search for anyone you can think of, and get them to submit a claim. Each year, we receive more money into unclaimed property than we send out. We are leveraging technology, and we have hopefully a new initiative to announce on that front in the coming weeks to try to get people money as fast as we can. But we sent out a couple hundred million dollars last year to people who had lost touch with it. And I'm hopeful that we out-achieve that this year, too.
My wife found some money on ncash.com. I never saw that check, but I just want you to know she found some money, but I didn't get any of the money.
Embarrassingly, so did I recently. You would think I would have done that before, but I was happy to get that $48.
What's the one thing you want to leave our listeners with as we wrap things up today?
We have real challenges financially as a state, but my sense from interacting not just with the people at the Department of State Treasurer, but everybody that I've seen in the state government who we've interfaced with on these is people understand them. We are working on them, and they are not going to they're not going to be forgotten, and we are going to solve them in some ways that hopefully are innovative, hopefully allow our state to be as good as it is in so many other ways.
Brad Briner is the newly elected state treasurer. Always appreciate your time and your candor, and look forward to doing this again a lot more in the next couple of years.
Thanks so much.